Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to our bi-weekly broadcast of Money and Other Things Financial. This is your host, Bostonian, coming to you live from the Hub in Boston, Massachusetts at 11 p.m., a late hour for you, I know, but that's the best I can do with my schedule. But anyway, it's a half hour of call-ins if you'd like to call in, and then we do 15 minutes of only me talking. But anyway, it's July the 11th, 2021, and the temperature at airtime was 71 degrees in Boston, and the rain keeps coming. We had a washout for the 4th of July holiday. Just about every day was raining, and now the Saturday we had an event, a Republican event canceled on Saturday because of the weather. And then today it's raining. And then I'm checking the forecast for the next 3 days. More showers and fog and just overcast weather. But we have to deal with it. And we've been through this before. At least it's not snow like we have in the end of the year and then into the new year. Anyway, I want to welcome you to the show. Hope you're keeping safe and staying active using your three V's, your voice, your valuables, and your vote. Every one of us has those three powers, and you can use them accordingly and with a common sense. So the call-in number, if you'd like to call in and talk about any issue, just keep it on a high level as far as, good speech, you know, common sense speech. We want to solve these problems without getting too emotional. And we can fight and disagree, but we don't have to be disagreeable. But anyway, the call-in number is 914-803-4379. 914-803-4379. And if you call in, give me your first name and what city and state you're calling from. And if you're from outside the country, what city and country you're calling from. Again, the number is 914-803-4379. Looking at the chat room, no one is in there, but if you come into the chat room and you have other people there, you can talk among yourselves. I won't be able to comment in the chat room because I'm not good at multitasking. Okay, well, we had one other weather story I wanted to mention before we get into the coronavirus statistics, and that is we've had our first Atlantic hurricane of the season, and that was Hurricane Elsa. And I just checked before the show, and it was at one point, I guess, a Category 1. But now I understand it's been downgraded to a tropical storm, so we might have escaped trouble on that storm. So let's jump into the coronavirus pandemic statistics, as I do since the virus has been plaguing us for probably about 18 months now. So as far as these numbers are concerned, I've said many times I have my doubts about the veracity of any numbers that we get from the government. But we deal with them, and if we can find out that they're erroneous, we should correct it. We have that same issue with voting, with the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the unemployment statistics, the inflation rates. All these numbers get thrown at us, and we make decisions and determinations based on some of this, and it may not be true at all. So use your common sense and ask for guidance from above as to what to do with regard to these issues. So anyway, on a global scale, the infected rate was 187,538,961. That compares with 181,812,702 2 weeks ago, so up about 6 million. Active cases, 12,042,219. And the deaths on the global scale, 4,046,917. And recovered is a huge figure, 171,449,925. And then in the USA, infected is 34,781,593. And that was 34,494,286 2 weeks ago. That's up about 200,000. It seems to be tapering off. Maybe because of the vaccine. I don't know. There's a lot of issues on the vaccine, too. So we have active cases in the U.S. of 4,866,567, and that's down slightly from 2 weeks ago. And the number of deaths in the U.S. is at 622,845, and that compares to 619,434, or an increase of about 3,000 deaths. And as I say many times, even one death is one too many. The total recovered in the U.S. is 29,242,181. So that's a huge percent of the total infected. There are now 29 countries with over 1 million cases, 1 million infected cases, as Bangladesh has joined the club. And I'm seeing that Pakistan and Portugal are getting close to 1 million cases. They're in the 900,000 area. So the virus has been a real problem. The people seem to be getting over it here in my neighborhood. They seem to be going around more without masks, and the stores are not requiring them, from what I can tell. So each person has to deal with that and do what you think is in your best interest. There are many people that refuse to take the vaccination, and the Biden administration is discouraged that they didn't reach their goal by July 4th. I think they wanted 70% of the adult population vaccinated. But anyway, each person has to make that determination. All right, so let's see. The chat room is still, nobody's in there. But call in and let me know your thoughts on the pandemic. How has it impacted your life and your job and, you know, all the different things that an issue like this can have on individuals. We look at numbers, but there were individuals behind all these numbers. I want to talk a lot about Donald Trump on tonight's show. Got a number of stories here. First of all, he has, after his big rally in Wellington, Ohio, he had another big, large rally in Sarasota, Florida, on July the 3rd. I believe that was a Saturday. And then today, he spoke at the CPAC, the Conservative Political Action Committee. They have that every year, and he was the main keynote speaker. He spoke toward the end of the broadcast, and I'm going to play some of that shortly. But it seems like he was well received, and I think they had a straw poll that indicated that 70% of those in attendance favored his candidacy in 2024 to run again for the presidency. So he was in good form. He certainly is in much more of a spirited, at a higher spirited level than we hear Joe Biden when he talks. It's kind of like a monotone and kind of, if I can say the word, depressing to listen. It's not uplifting at all, in my humble opinion. But he did have a good crowd at CPAC. It was today in Dallas, Texas, and that's, of course, one of his strong constituencies, Red State, that voted for him in 2020. And let's see if I can find that clip that I have saved, if it comes up as I would like. But let's see. This is Donald Trump speaking at CPAC.
From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, where there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say,
give up their slot. Would anybody? So I want to just pay my respects. CPAC is really, what a job they've done, and I'm thrilled to be back in the heart of Texas with the proud conservative patriots who are courageously leading the battle to, frankly, save our country. That's what it's about. For a year before the election, the fake news media said Texas was in play. It's in play. You know what in play means, like it's close. And they were right, except except it was only in play for me. For me and you, actually. Now it was in play for me. He said, the polls have closed in Texas. Donald Trump has won Texas. You know, it was like, but how long did we listen to it? It was in play. It will never be in play if we have the right candidate. This state is never going to be in play. This is a very, very special place. And we're going to keep it the way it is, and we're going to bring back your energy. I told you this was going to happen. I told you. Actually, Texas believed us. With the help of everyone here today, we will defeat the radical left, the socialist Marxists, and the critical race theorists. Whoever thought would be even using that term. We will secure our borders. We will stop left-wing cancel culture. We will restore free speech and fair elections. And we will make America great again. Very simple. Very simple. From the very beginning, the people in this room have been some of the staunchest and fiercest supporters of our incredible movement, the greatest political movement in the history of our country. And I can say that, and nobody ever even challenges me. Look at all those fake news people back there. They don't challenge us. They don't even challenge. I want to personally thank each and every one of you for your incredible support and your support of CPAC. You never stopped fighting for me, and I will never, ever stop fighting for you, promise. I especially want to thank two wonderful and really extraordinary people who make this incredible event possible. You know them almost as well as I do, Matt and Mercedes Schlapp. Thank you, Matt. Thank you. Stand up, please. Thank you. Great show. You've taken it to a whole new level. I appreciate it. Everybody appreciates it. Thank you. We all won. We all won. Also with us is a true Texas conservative and a real leader. Where is he? Ken Paxton. Where is he? Oh, look at that. And he is. He's fast on the draw. We love Ken. Thank you, Ken, very much. We appreciate you being here. We're also grateful to be joined. His mom is a big supporter of ours, by the way. He's going to have a rough night. We're grateful to be joined as well by a wonderful, wonderful, not only political person, but a wonderful person, Governor Kristi Noem. Governor, thank you, Kristi. Great job. And we have many, many members of Congress here. Could I ask our great congressmen and women to stand up, please, right now? What a group. What a group. What a group. All warriors. Thank you very much. Thank you, fellas. Warriors. Truly are. They are truly warriors. And countless other conservative leaders and politicians and people that we love and we respect and we are fighting with and we're fighting for. For generations, the American Conservative Union has helped lead the charge to defend our values, protect our country, and preserve our glorious American heritage. You see, they're taking our heritage away. That's not going to happen. Not going to happen. And we were doing so well until the rigged election happened to come along. We were doing really well. But today that heritage is under threat like never before. Who would have thought this could have happened? Even Bernie Sanders is saying, I never thought this could happen. He's mild by comparison. In a matter of mere months, Joe Biden has brought our country to the brink of ruin. Right here in Texas, we are the epicenter of a border and migration crisis unlike anything anyone has ever seen before in the history of our country. At the same time, they have totally obliterated your energy industry. I told you. Under my administration, we achieved a historic reduction in illegal immigration. Never happened before to that extent, and not even close. We ended the horrible catch and release, where we catch a criminal and release him into our country. We actually said, nope, it's called stay in Mexico, and it worked very well, and we had the support of Mexico. Who else could do that? You have a great president of Mexico, a friend of mine. He's done a great job. We're on opposite sides of the spectrum, but we got along great, and he's been terrific, and I appreciate it. We stopped asylum fraud, and we struck critical agreements with other countries to stop illegal immigration. We called it, in fact, remain in Mexico. You don't come here, get released. And you never see these people again. They don't come back. They say, come back in 3 years for a court case. Only the really not smart ones, I want to be nice, only the really not smart ones come back, which is about 1%. We reduced drugs pouring across our border by the highest percentage ever. It's true of our country. It's not just people. We shut down the migrant caravans. You haven't seen those caravans. Get ready, because they're coming up right now. You've been watching them come through. And in those caravans, you have some deadly people. We dealt a crippling blow to MS-13. We deported criminal aliens by the thousands and thousands and thousands, and we built almost 500 miles of border wall, the exact wall that the Border Patrol wanted. I thought we could use nice concrete plank. Just knock it out. They said, sir, we want steel, concrete, and rebar.
Okay, well, he goes on for quite a while, and I'm going to probably play some more of it in the non-live portion, but I want to talk about some other things. The president has sued Big Tech, the groups of Google and Facebook and Twitter. He sued them, and it was to protect free speech. They have blocked them on their platforms, and we'll see how that plays out in the courts. But it's a big lawsuit, and I'm sure he will present his case convincingly. Also, have you noticed all the number of Trump 1 banners that have been popping up at different sports venues? I even saw one at our own Fenway Park, the home of the Boston Red Sox. They hung the banner over one of the rafters, and it just said Trump 1. So I'm sure that makes the president smile, especially in Boston, which, of course, he didn't carry, he didn't carry Massachusetts. So we'll keep an eye. I'm going to play some more of that clip. He was in good form at the Dallas CPAC gathering, so I'll try. And you can get it on the Internet and watch the whole thing. He speaks for quite a while when he speaks. In a couple of hours, you can figure. And of course, a lot of it is repetitive from his other speeches, but still, it's good to hear it and see if you agree with it. All right, let me give you the call-in number again. Let's see if anyone is in the chat room. The call-in number is 914-803-4379. So call in, let me know if you listen to the CPAC. Maybe some of you went to that event. But I want to continue here with some stories I have. Of course, the big story internationally is the president of Haiti, our neighboring country to our south, is the president was recently assassinated, and there's a lot of investigations going on that matter. All right, so let me give you the statistics on the money end of things. On the stock market, the Dow closes at 34,870.16. That was up a couple of hundred points from 2 weeks ago. The NASDAQ also was up close, 14,701.92. That was up about 500 points. And the S&P was at 4,369.55, and that was up from 4,280.70. Gold closed the week at 1,807.90. It held above the 1,800 level, and that was up from 2 weeks ago when it closed at 1,781.80, or about a 20-point increase. And silver was down slightly, down 2 cents from 26.10 2 weeks ago to 26.08 as of Friday night. So let's see, the audits are continuing. Arizona audit, I believe, has been delayed somewhat, but it still continues. And more states are showing an interest in having a forensic audit in their particular state. I want to mention also that Mark Levin, the Fox host of Life, Liberty, and Levin, and his other, I listen to him on the radio, but he is going to be coming out with his book called American Marxism, and that will be released, it will be out on this coming Tuesday. I would recommend that if you don't know about Marxism, that you get a hold of that book and read about what is, a lot of us believe is happening to our country, an infiltration of Marxists that need to be rooted out, because we know what's happened when Marxism gets control of the levers of power, and we can also already see some evidence of it. All right, let me give you the real clear politics average for the president approval figures. The approval of Joe Biden is at 52.6. That's down from 53.0 2 weeks ago. His disapproval has actually gone down a little bit, 42.9 compared to 43.1. So that's pretty much the main things I wanted to cover. I think you need to pay attention to what's going on, do a lot of praying, do a lot of helping others to not get discouraged, and remember the motto is "In God We Trust." So that's about it, ladies and gentlemen. The next show will be on Blog Talk Radio on July 25th, 21. So, see you then. And if you have any questions that you didn't get to ask tonight, you can save them for the next show. So that's about it. Good night. God bless you. And God bless America. Well, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Bostonian, host of The Money Show, with the non-live portion. No call-ins at this time. I just want to mention again, if you didn't make a note of it, that the next broadcast will be on 2 weeks from tonight, on Sunday, July the 25th, 2021. And I'm sure we'll have a lot of new things to talk about. And so tune in and bring your thoughts. We need everybody to contribute to this cause of helping our country get out of this quagmire that has been caused by the pandemic and by the Marxists.
Presidential candidate again can never
have. Okay, I'm trying to find the spot that I want to start to play the. Clip that I have for you. And as usual, I can't find it. Let's start here and see if this works.
The FDA and the CDC is in the Oval Office. I push them like they have never been pushed before. And thanks to the relentless efforts of my administration and me, we got miraculous therapeutics straight to patients with historic speed. And we produced 3 vaccines to end the pandemic in record time. Would have never happened. Would have never happened. We did it in less than 9 months. They said a minimum of 3 years, probably 5 years, and sir, it probably won't happen at all. And if we didn't have that, we would be in a position like perhaps over 100 years ago, right? 19th is Israel's capital and Israelis. We will immediately regain. During my administration, our country was respected again. It is no longer respected. In conclusion, our party and our movement, we're all united by the same shared American values and by unyielding resolve to defend our beloved nation for citizens of every race, religion, color, and creed. We take great pride in our country and we teach the truth about our history. We celebrate our rich heritage and national traditions. We honor George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Abraham Lincoln, and all of our national heroes. And of course, we always respect our great American flag. We believe in patriotic education for our children. And we strongly oppose the radical indoctrination of America's youth. We are committed to defending innocent life and to proudly upholding the Judeo-Christian values of our nation's founding. We embrace free thought. We stand up to political correctness, and we reject the intolerance of left-wing cancel culture. We believe in our Constitution and in law and order. We want law and order. We demand law and order. We don't want people shot and killed in our cities. We totally respect and support the men and women of law enforcement. They will never be defunded. We are devoted to our communities. We are loyal to our fellow citizens. And above all, we live by the words of our national motto, "In God We Trust." These are the convictions that define our movement today and must define the Republican Party, which has truly become the party of the working man and woman. The working man, the working woman. That's what's happening. Look how many people are joining. We have a much different party than we had 5 years ago. You were in big trouble, Republicans, and look what's happening. Now, for the next 16 months, we must pour every ounce of our energy into winning a historic victory in the midterms. We will never give up our search for truth and justice for what happened in the corrupt presidential election of 2020, because without that truth, we cannot have an honest election in 2022 or 2024, no matter what they want to tell you. And our country will soon stand proudly for free and strong and proper elections again. The election fraud of 2020 is the single most requested topic for me and others to talk about, ahead of the border, even ahead of crime, because think of what they've done. What they've done is so sad. Look what's happened to our country in just a short number of months. Everyone here today and every conservative all across our land needs to decide right now that together we will save this country. We must decide that we will not stop, we will not rest until our American heritage of freedom, liberty, and justice is once again safe and once again secure. We owe our country nothing less than that. Our glorious American inheritance was passed down to us by generations of American patriots who gave everything they had, their sweat, their blood, and even their way of lives to build America into the greatest nation in the history of the world. And we are not going to let it be taken away from us by a small group of radical left Marxist maniacs. We're not going to let it happen. We will protect and defend our cherished American legacy and freedom for ourselves, for our children, and for every future generation. My fellow Americans, our movement is the greatest in American history, and it has just begun. With your help, your devotion, your brilliance, and your drive, we will carry forward the torch of American liberty. We will lead the conservative movement and the Republican Party back to victory, and it will be a greater victory than this party has ever had. We will take back the House. We will take back the Senate. And then, after witnessing all that has gone wrong in our country in such a short period of time, with our borders, with our economy, with crime, we will take back that glorious White House that sits so majestically in our nation's capital. Beautiful White House, that's small letters, White House, that beautiful White House, and it is the most beautiful house of all. Working together, we will make America powerful again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America strong again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again, and we will make America great again. Thank you. Thank you.
Young man.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, that was the wrap-up of the CPAC 2021 gathering in Dallas, Texas yesterday, and it seemed like it went real well. There's a lot of enthusiasm there, certainly more than we see at any of the Democrat gatherings. So that's about it. Again, the next show will be on Blog Talk Radio on July 25th, Sunday night, and that will be, I'm sure, a lot of news to cover then. So stay safe. Learn about Marxism with Mark Levin's book, The American Marxism, which is going to be on sale on Tuesday. And use your three V's and pray. Pray for our country. We need to get back to our roots. And I think more and more people are seeing that they might have buyer's remorse if they did vote for Biden, and would not want to do it again. So that's about it. I'm going to sign off now with our usual sign-off music. So God bless you all, and here we go.